Megan Stein from Sebring, Florida.
Megan, I guess, first of all, this must be an exciting event for you all, isn't it?
It is. We've been waiting for the groundbreaking of the headquarters for months now and are very excited to see it culminate today.
Now, let's talk a little bit about this. And as you and I have already talked about, it's not a true groundbreaking. Explain what we mean by that.
It's not. The building that we will be using as our headquarters already stands, but we're going to renovate it from its current state to our Florida FFA headquarters. So it's not a true groundbreaking. It's more of a renovation.
Now, this building obviously has been here for a while. A lot of renovation is going to take place. Give us an idea, a little synopsis of what's going to happen inside.
Exactly. Well, right now, the building that stands was used as a daycare for the Florida Farm Bureau facility. So right now, if you were to take a tour, the facilities are a little bit low to the ground to fit the tenants that were in prior to us. And so what's about to happen is we're going to tear down all the interior walls, only leaving the two main corridors, and we're going to renovate it into a new office building that will have state officer workrooms, dorms for the state officers, a kitchen area, as well as meeting rooms for boards to have their meetings in for years to come.
And I'm sure you're going to meet some of the new technology requirements too, aren't you?
We are, yes, sir. There are lots of people that are working day in and day out to ensure that this building is going to exceed our expectations.
Now, let's talk a little bit about Florida FFA as a whole. As president, you get to see a lot of different things, travel around the state. How's it been for you so far?
It's been beyond a blessing. As state president, I travel about 300 days out of the year, going from the Panhandle, North Florida, all the way down to Miami-Dade County, meeting student legislators as well as sponsors and stakeholders in the Florida FFA organization. So I've had a great year, and I'm very excited to see FFA prosper for years to come.
If you ran across a 7th, 8th grader that was thinking about becoming a member of FFA and still undecided, what would you tell them?
I would tell them that the FFA is one of the best decisions you can make in your life. I joined when I was in the 6th grade, and the skills that I've gained from public speaking abilities to the knowledge of the agricultural industry truly has impacted my life beyond I could possibly imagine. And every student should have the opportunity to the FFA, because there's something for every person to zip up a blue jacket.
And like the old stereotype, you don't have to be a farm kid anymore, do you?
Nope, it's not just anymore the sows, cows, and plows. It's beyond agriculture, and we have something for every student across the state of Florida.
Good deal. Now, my last question is, on this renovation, any kind of a timeline here on everything?
There is, yes, sir. We are looking to have the ribbon cutting sometime in September, so we are very excited to have 6 months of renovation ahead of us.
So basically, everybody's looking forward to it, and I take it you're going to be watching it all the way through.
I will be, yes, sir. The new team, the state officer team that will become elected in July, will be the team to actually have the ribbon cutting ceremony, but we are very excited, and I will be, as well as my team and the staff, will be watching the progress that's about to be made.
Good deal. Well, Megan, again, thanks for talking with us, and we hope you look forward to it. Thanks. Have fun.
Thank you very much.